Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Filth. They are from North Carolina in the United States. We listened to the song Up Stoppers, which is part of their 2024 album Southern Hostility. Before that, we listened to Grave Mass. They are from Vancouver, Canada, here in BC. And we listened to the self-titled song, Grave Mass, which is a single from last year. And we started the set with Drowning in Blood. They are from Montreal in Quebec, Canada. And we listened to the song Liberation, which is part of their 2024 EP, You've Won, But At What Cost? And yes, so Drowning in Blood and Grave Mass will be performing at the Armstrong Metal Festival this weekend. And then Filth will be performing at the Loud as Hell Festival a little later in August, by the August long weekend. And yeah, a little later we'll be chatting with Jeff precisely about the Loud as Hell Metal Festival. And yes, I want to thank Jesse for chatting with us about the Armstrong Metal Festival. And yeah, remember that you can comment on the post we have on our Facebook page, facebook.com/metalmeltdowncjsf. Comment your favorite band and song from this year's lineup, and you can win. You'll be entering to our raffle to win a pair of weekend tickets for the Armstrong Metal Festival, and we will announce that at the end of the show. So yeah, go to our Facebook page, give us a like, follow us, and use the hashtags Armstrong Metal Fest and the Metal Meltdown. All right, but for now, let's just continue with your weekly metal music doses here at the Metal Meltdown.
Yeah. sections, mixed to bleed. No remorse for the masses this day. Barriers broken, attrition defied. Residual determination destroyed.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Gorgatron. They are from North Dakota in the United States. And we listened to the song Implosive, which is part of their 2024 album Sentence Revoked. Before that, we listened to First Fragment. They are from Quebec in Canada, and we listen to the song Solus, which is part of their 2021 album Gloire Eternelle, Eternal Glory. And we started the set with Opal in Sky. They are from Vancouver here in Canada, and we listened to the song Rediscover, which is part of their 2024 album Dream Shift. And yes, now we're switching festivals, and now these three bands will be performing at the Loud as Hell Metal Festival happening in Drumheller, Alberta by the August long weekend. So that's, you know, third or the fourth, somewhere there. And yes, and speaking about that, let's again pray to the lords of technology, the gods of technology, to be able to chat with Jeff.
All right, so we are here with Jeff from the Loud as Hell Festival. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing really good, Antonio. How are you doing?
Good, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Appreciate it.
No problem.
How's the weather over there?
It's very hot here. I think we're in the high 20s the last few days. So, maybe even 30 degrees. It's been hot and dry.
I see. Well, sometimes that's good. I don't know about you guys. I always miss the sun and the heat. So even if it's super hot, I will not complain until it's gone.
Yeah, no doubt.
I see. Okay. So for people that for some reason are not familiar with the Loud as Hell Festival, can you tell us a little bit of history about it?
Yeah, we're a heavy metal based style festival. We've been doing this. This is our 13th year, so we do it on the Canadian August Long Weekend, which is the first weekend in August every year. It's on the same weekend. We held it at the Dinosaur Downs Speedway in Drumheller, Alberta, which is just over an hour outside of Calgary. And it's an open-air festival, so it's an outdoor stage, and it's camping right on site. It's a really cool experience. We've built it to be one of the largest loud music festivals in the country now. So it's been a steady growth over 13 hard-working years.
That's pretty good. So can you tell us? You remember how did it start? Like what was the sparkle? Was there an event, something that triggered the creation of the festival?
Yeah, it was never meant to be an annual event. The first time we had did it, we were just throwing like a one-time thing. It was a two-day event with 10 bands. There was no camping or anything like that. In our small town, we don't get a lot of shows that come out our way because everything goes to Calgary. We got the opportunity to bring a band, Kill Devil Hill, back in 2012. So we built this little event around it, and we just called it Loud as Hell because we're in Drumheller. It just kind of seemed like it fit. And then at the end of that weekend, the 2 days, we thought, hey, you know what? I think this might be something we could build on. And we had a good time, even though we didn't have a lot of people at it. We decided to give it a second try, and now it's an annual event. It's a pretty much a staple in Alberta, just the same as the Armstrong Metal Fest in BC is. They're our brother festival, so kind of what they provide for that province, we provide for our province.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've talked to Jesse a couple of times now, or a couple of years now, and it was really nice how you guys organized, the whole, I know you support each other, and by providing or by making the event, separate dates. I mean, that's a great, coordination there.
So. Yeah, yeah.
So great. Yeah, great to see exactly like you put it on, to have a one for each province because, some people can travel, but maybe
yeah,
not
for
that
sure.
long.
And, yeah, and like you said, working together, it makes it just a bit of a stronger community, and we're not, putting stuff on the same dates. We're trying to work with each other and some of the other festivals in Western Canada as a group and just trying to be good promoters and provide Western Canadian experience for touring bands that, really is, different and unique for what we're offering.
Yeah, no, that's great. The first time I found about it, I thought it was a great idea, some other people or some other industries might see it as competition, but I think there's enough for everybody, and as you said, if you're located, in different, cities or far away from each other, the dates are separate. There's enough bands, I'm assuming. There's enough bands, as well. So anyway, it's a great
Absolutely.
Effort.
Yeah.
Okay, so for these years, any highlights that you want to share with us about, the bands, whether because of it's their first time or their fifth time or because you're excited or the people are excited to see them. I don't know.
Yeah, as we've grown over the years, our budget gets a little bit bigger. So this year we're pretty excited to have Revocation as our last night headliner. They've been a band that we've targeted for a number of years, and we feel they really kind of fit the mold of what we do. A lot of the music we bring is pretty extreme metal. We have a lot of different stuff. But this year also what's unique is we really dove into the international pool a bit. So we have about 40 performances over the three-day weekend. And we have like 17 or 18 bands that are from out of country, which is really big for us. So being able to expand into the independent music scene into the United States is a really cool thing that we could do to start bringing some of these bands our way that maybe there's lots of fans up of here, but we, you don't get a chance to see them out in this region too often. Generally, when there's a North American tour, bands will go to Toronto and Montreal, but Western Canada sometimes suffers, especially in Alberta. Some stuff does get to Vancouver, but as far as Calgary and Edmonton, it's got to be a pretty big tour for people to hit it. So for us, having a lot of international bands that are booking tours to come to us, it's really cool, and we're providing something different that you don't get to see all the time. You know, like we get 40 bands together over a weekend. You can camp here, and yeah, you know, it's a hell of a ear party, I guess. You know, it's melodies that you get to over the whole weekend. You walk away with enjoying bands that you've never heard of, and at the same time, growing more fond of bands that you are familiar with.
No, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that like 18. Yeah, that's almost half of them. So that's really, 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 really cool that you're able to do that. And yeah, it's always, you know, fun to watch bands, whether they are Canadian or international, that, you know, you, as you were mentioning before, that you regularly wouldn't have the opportunity to, you know, to see perform. So that's really amazing.
Yeah, we provide a good platform, I think, for the networking and stuff, and trying to really make it diverse with, you know, both countries with the metal scene. It's it definitely works in our favor.
That's great. And so where can people find, you know, more information? Where can they buy tickets? What's the best?
Yeah, you can get all the information you need on our webpage, which is www.loudashell.ca. We have, that's the only place you can actually purchase your tickets. It's through our website. And we have a web store on there, and there's a FAQ and details about camping and all the kind of good stuff that comes in with a full-on weekend festival that you can come, park your vehicle, and stay for the whole weekend.
Perfect.
All on the webpage.
Do you have any other events besides the actual music or, you know, on-stage performances?
Yes, we also try to kind of go with the metal industry, the scene that it is. We have some burlesque performers that come up in between some of the bands. We have like a big gaming area. We also have a freak show, Ozzy Blood from Las Vegas. He does sword swallowing and stuff like that. He's been on America's Got Talent. So we've got him coming up. He was here last year. So we do some freak show stuff on the stage. A little bit of something for everybody. We even have a kid zone. It is all ages. So we have like a kid zone with like a bouncy castle and stuff. It's really a cool event where you can see families come and enjoy it, as well as the hardcore guys, and everyone's very respectful of each other.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's great when, you know, the little ones can attend or participate as well. That's really awesome. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, parents have no choice. metal parents have no choice. But to take everybody.
We're pretty fortunate. Yeah, we're fortunate being in Drumheller because it's the dinosaur capital of the world. So, like, there's a ton of stuff to do here if a family comes. Like, you can watch some bands, you can go tour the museum. There's a ton of dinosaur things to do in the area, and it kind of makes a neat weekend parents can kind of put together where, you know, they enjoy some festival and at the same time enjoy some family time with a lot of the touristy stuff we have in the area.
Sounds great. I don't know, any overall, you know, tips or any other comments you want to tell us or tell the festival goers?
No, I think it's our idea for what Loud as Hell has morphed into is we want to make it like a European festival. Any of these really large festivals that happen in Europe, very similar setup and everything, just much more intimate because we don't have 20,000 people. We only have about 1,000 people. So it's a little more intimate, but that's the experience we're trying to get sourced. So if someone's not sure what to expect, it's basically you can show up here. We have food trucks. We do free pancake breakfast. The whole nine yards is right on site here. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can come, plop down, set up a tent, bring an RV, and have a good time.
That's awesome. That's what, you know, music and metal music are about, I must say.
Exactly.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for being with us tonight. And yeah, good luck at the festival. And yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a success.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate you guys' time getting us on.
Thank you very much.